If trauma survivors are forced to discuss their experiences, one person's blood pressure may increase while another responds with the beginnings of a migraine headache. Still, others may shut down emotionally and not feel any obvious changes. However, in the lab, we have no problem detecting their racing hearts and the stress hormones churning through their bodies. These reactions are irrational and largely outside people's control. Intense and barely controllable urges and emotions make people feel crazy and makes them feel they don't belong to the human race. Feeling numb during birthday parties for your kids or in response to the death of loved ones makes people feel like monsters. As a result, shame becomes the dominant emotion and hiding the truth the central preoccupation. They are rarely in touch with the origins of their alienation. That is where therapy comes in. It is the beginning of bringing the emotions that were generated by trauma, being able to feel, the capacity to observe oneself online. However, the bottom line is that the threat perception system of the brain has changed, and people's physical reactions are dictated by the imprint of the past. The trauma that started out there is now played out on the battlefield of their own bodies, usually without a conscious connection between what happened back then and what is going on right now inside. The challenge is not so much learning to accept the terrible things that have happened, but learning how to gain mastery over one's internal sensations and emotions. Sensing, naming, and identifying what is going on inside is the first step to recovery. The smoke detector goes on overdrive. If we could look at Stan's brain scan, we could show his flashback in action. Stan's amygdala made no distinction between past and present. It activated just as if the car crash were happening in the scanner, triggering powerful stress emotions and nervous system responses. These were responsible for his sweating and trembling, his racing heart and elevated blood pressure, entirely normal and potentially life-saving responses if a truck has just smashed into your car. It's important to have an efficient smoke detector. You don't want to get caught unawares by a raging fire. But if you go into a frenzy every time you smell smoke, it becomes intensely disruptive. Yes, you need to detect whether somebody is getting upset with you. But if your amygdala goes into overdrive, you may become chronically scared that people hate you, or you may feel like they are out to get you.